Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Pillow Talk Radio. Listen in and fall asleep to the sound of my voice.
Hi. So, as far as I can tell, we're live. This is just a testing episode to see how things work. And so far, I can't really tell. I have to listen to this later, so anybody's listening and now you'll hear it before I will. But the point of this radio show is it actually started like years ago because I have a neighbor who can talk constantly. And I actually fall asleep when he's talking or anybody. It actually started way before that because I had a friend who used to be able to talk me to sleep on the phone. So to me, it's soothing to hear someone talking. I can fall asleep so easily when someone's talking. It's different if it's like radio or TV. That's not soothing to me. But a live voice, a real actual person, is soothing to me. Not to mention that TV or radio would actually wake me up after I was asleep if it kept going. So that's the idea behind this radio show, is that I'll be here. Sometimes other people might be. And we will be able to talk about just random things, probably what happened during our day or anything we're passionate about, whatever. With me, it's always different stuff. Like, the people around me know that my desires, the things I'm, like, learning about are always changing. So those kind of things will feature probably on future podcast episodes, future radio episodes. And other things, you know, whatever. And sometimes people can call in. And if somebody wants to call in and bring up a topic, that's fine. In the beginning, when I'm getting used to things, probably I won't be taking calls in the beginning, maybe like right at the end of an episode. But eventually, maybe I'll be more confident with how I'm doing this. I'll be able to take more calls. But for now, this is just a basic kind of get to know what this is about, see how it works, see how my voice sounds, see how the phone, microphone, all that kind of stuff work together, the website, how they all work together to produce a radio show. And just curious if anybody out there has ever done, like, got into the MBTI thing with the MBTI personality tests. Just curious. Because actually, like, a while ago, probably like a year ago, whatever, 6 months ago maybe, on Facebook, I got invited to these MBTI groups. So I kind of learned a little bit about the different MBTI types. And I happen to be INTJ, if it matters. Some people like them, some people hate them, whatever. Just like we all are liked or hated for whatever reason sometimes. But I just thought I would throw that out there because it's kind of interesting. I don't know a lot of people in my life what they are, but the people I'm closest to right now, I do know their types. So if it's interesting to people, I could bring a little insight maybe into what I see in the different MBTI types that I know. Other than that, usually most of our episodes will take place at night. Sometimes in the afternoon like this, I might do enough extra episodes. And they might be shorter And I believe they'll be recorded so you can listen to them after. So if somebody wanted to listen to a pre-recorded session of Fallout, this one that I'm doing right now will be recorded. So that's why I would probably do them in the afternoons. I know some people do sleep in the afternoons. Those people probably might not have trouble sleeping, or maybe they do, and that's why they fall asleep in the afternoon. I don't know. But, that could be random times that these episodes will be playing. And sometimes I'll just ramble on because it doesn't really matter what I say. I think it's more so just the sound of my voice, just the fact that I'm talking, that can help people fall asleep. At least for me, that's the case. And sometimes the more interesting something is, the less likely that I could fall asleep listening to it. Like, if it's something I really want to hear, then my mind will stay awake to listen to it. So I'll try not to be too interesting. I'll try to be very, very boring. Probably succeeding right now because I can't think of much to talk about. I think I might have to make lists or something after this. Like, when I'm going about my day, I can think of lots of things. But when I'm on the spot, it's a little bit different. And then I'm not sure what to talk about. I did have a podcast before this where I was reading stories, actually. And I didn't have it for an extremely long period of time before I decided it was kind of complicated because I would have to pre-record the episodes and then upload them. And what I like about the one that I'm doing right now here is that I can do it live. And yeah, there could be things that could happen. I'm not in a recording studio in my home, so obviously there could be interruptions at times. I have cats, so you could hear cats meowing. But I like the live thing. I don't like the hassle of like pre-recording, uploading, whatever. I like to simplify. I'm big on simplifying life. Simplifying everything that we can in life, I think, is important. Because who needs all the extra details and stuff like that? Or maybe it's just me. I don't know. Some people might like that. But yeah, I think that this is going to work a lot better for me. And we'll see how it turns out. But so far, I think I like it. Plus, I like the chance that it gives people to call in. Because the other podcast that I was doing where I was reading stories, for one, I didn't want to be interrupted, obviously, in the middle of a story. Some people wouldn't like that if they were listening. And two, there just wasn't even that option, I don't think. So, this will be nicer. And I already have some ideas for guests that may come on at times. Just because I think it's nice to hear different kind of voices at times for all you listeners out there. And I just realized some people, this might not be the afternoon. This might be like your nighttime. Because I think that this would be playing in other areas besides my time zone, but possibly not. I really don't know for sure. You always can leave me a comment if you know how to do that and let me know your time zone. Right now where I'm at, this is Central Time Zone in the United States. So if you're listening to this live, let me know if you're in a different time zone, if they actually broadcast it to different time zones, because I really have no control over that. I just do my broadcast and it just goes somewhere, somewhere out there to whoever. So right now I'm just sitting here. I actually have some incense cones lit. I'm just watching the smoke from the incense cones go up. Quite soothing. I have one called Black Opium lit and one called Jasmine. Usually, pretty much the only incense I ever use is patchouli and myrrh. And that's just incense cones because I've just been using them because they're cheap, burning a lot of the Kamini incense cones. I do actually like burning resin incense a lot on charcoal discs. And my favorite for that is the Pavanax gum, which is sweetener. But right now I don't have any of that. And I'm not burning that. The cones stay lit for a long time. I don't have to like put more resin on my charcoal disc. So it works for now, for what I need it for. Just kind of a soothing scent, nice ambience, as some people might say. I say ambience. So also if you're listening in, if you want to let me know what your favorite scents are, I'm always curious about those sort of things. I'm a scent kind of person. I like a lot of different smells. Like if I walk down the candle aisle at a store, like say, for example, Walmart or Shopko, that's what we have around here, I love smelling the candles. I always want to smell all the ones that smell good. To me, that's fun. And I'm a sensual person altogether, I guess, because when I go down the blanket aisle, or like any kind of shirts or anything that feels soft, I just like have to touch everything soft. In fact, I love blankets. I don't really need nearly as many as I even have, but when they're so soft, I just want to buy them. So I don't know if anyone can relate to that or not. Kind of a silly little quirk about me, I guess. Sure, we all have those. If you are listening, you want to give me a little comment about your quirks. We all have something usually that's a little different or interesting. Maybe even you would say we're weird. We have weird quirks, which is fine. Right now I have a little kitty sitting next to me. She looks like she's going to sleep. Cats are so lucky. They can sleep whenever they want to. They spend a very large amount of their time sleeping, it seems like. If only I had that kind of life. I feel like I'm busy a lot of the time and I don't have time to sleep. They're so nice. I would say sleep is more precious than anything. More precious than gold. Maybe not, but seems like that, doesn't it, sometimes? So I think I should probably put forth a disclaimer. And so that if you're listening to this very first episode and you're thinking about if you might want to tune in for further ones, I would like to let everyone know right ahead of time that if they are closed-minded, they may not want to tune into my podcast. I'm a pretty open-minded person. I have a lot of different interests. I like to explore interests when I find out about things. And that includes spiritual interests. I don't consider myself one that subscribes to any particular religion or spiritual path. However, I don't also exclude any religion or spiritual path. I feel that if a spiritual path helps someone, it's great that they follow it. If it truly makes them a better person. And I think that probably every spiritual path has that possibility. But if you're a certain kind of religion and you absolutely think yours is the only one that's right and you shun others, then you will maybe not like my podcast radio episodes because I will possibly bring up different ideas spiritually, things I've read, things I've heard about, things I've done, etc. And if that's going to offend you, then you might want to know this ahead of time. So that's my disclaimer. Another disclaimer, I might swear at times. Probably not, because I didn't swear in my younger years, but now I do. Not in my public, not in front of people I don't know, but more in front of, like, very close people, I guess. So it's possible. It's not likely, but possible. And I suppose if I do, I can actually mark each episode that I do as like PG-13 or something. So if you're a kid or your kids are listening, whatever, you can, you know, be aware about that, or know that it probably won't be a problem, but another little disclaimer, I suppose. And I think earlier in the day, there may have been something else I was going to mention as a disclaimer, but at the moment, that's really all I can think about. I might have ideas or thoughts or things that I say that might offend, but I mean, that could happen no matter who I would be. I tend to be sort of outspoken, okay, quite outspoken. So if I do think something, if it is my opinion, I'm likely to state it. And if you don't like it, I'll consider that your problem. So that's another disclaimer. I'm not closed-minded, but I'm outspoken. I don't know, there's a difference in between kinds of people, and I'm not sure. I don't know how to explain it. I like to say that my personality speaks for itself. And the thing is, a lot of people don't actually know my personality. I know, like, a couple people closely. But for the most part, now that I keep to myself exactly, people tend to be drawn to me. So when people are drawn to me and they want to talk to me, and I talk to them, and we end up getting to know each other, people that, like, are always there, people that are, like, drawn to me, want to be around all the time, those people just, like, become integrated into my life. Those are my tribe, you should say. But otherwise, I don't, like, go up to people, hey, how you doing, you want to be friends, blah, 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 you know, just, that's not me, I guess. I like people, don't always want to deal with people, but I usually find something to like about every person. And in general, I like most people because I'm kind of like, they do their thing, I do my thing, we're all good. Telling me, well, we don't have to get into too much stuff. But, yeah, most people are good, I think. Most people try their best to be. Well, I'll leave it at that. Because we've all had different experiences in life. And those experiences could be quite different, I'm sure. I come from a past where I've really gone through unique experiences. And they've opened me up to people who I wouldn't have been open to before, or probably would have, you know, not connected with before. But that's how life is. Like, sometimes you go through a bad experience, or you think it's a negative experience, and then turns out it was entirely for a reason. And I just thought of one of these the other day. I was just talking to someone about this, I think, yesterday. Right now I can't think of what that experience, most recent one that I could think of, was. But it's funny when you think, and you can say to someone, that that's divine intervention, you know, that something didn't work out the way it was meant to, the way that you planned, the way it was supposed to. And because it didn't, it got you to where you are now, which is a really good thing because you wouldn't be there otherwise for some reason. So, and some things are not divine intervention, they're just, we just made a stupid mistake or something in our lives that we have to acknowledge and learn from. I'm not talking about those kind of things of divine intervention. They're different. I think you know when you're being divinely led by, and I'm not saying like, you know, a certain specific God or being or whatever. I mean by what you believe in, the universe or whatever. Because we all believe in something different, and I believe there's validity in all spiritual paths. So if you told me that the Christian God or Muhammad or the God and Goddess of the pagan faith or whoever is the one that you feel divinely led by, I believe you. I believe that whoever you believe it is could be leading you. I believe it's all the same divine being. I do believe there is a divine being, and I believe that it is the same, just that we call it different things and possibly have different beliefs, but we all feel it the same, those of us who feel it, not those of us who are told it's there, if that makes sense. Yes, this is really turning into a spiritual podcast or radio episode. Not really sure what to call it. Is this a podcast or is this a radio episode? Kind of like both, because it'll be available to you to listen to afterwards, I believe, which is kind of like a podcast episode. But you can call in, and it's live right now, so it's a radio episode at the moment. So I find myself saying both. I think eventually I'll just call this radio show. But you might hear me slip every once in a while until things come together. And still getting used to this. So if any of you also have had any tips on podcasting, radio episodes, especially if you've used Blog Talk Radio in the past or currently, if you have any tips that you found really helpful, that would be awesome if you could share them with me so that I could basically streamline things as quickly as possible. That's always my intention. So, I suppose with that, there were about 6 minutes left on this episode. However, I just want to use this as a testing episode, and I was kind of hoping to go between 15 and 30 minutes, and it's been about 25 minutes already, so that sounds pretty good for, to me, I think, for a testing episode, and I'm going to be spending 25 minutes listening to just make sure how I sound, how my voice quality sounds, etc., to see if I need to adjust anything. So, with that, I just want to say if you're listening and if you're trying to fall asleep within this just 25 minutes, then sweet dreams. I hope you have. And if you have, and if you wake up later, putting this in your subconscious, please share this episode with your friends, relatives, social media, etc., if this helps you fall asleep. You'll probably hear me saying that a lot, but sweet dreams. And the rest of you, goodbye for now.